Praise the Lord, live stream listeners and those in our presence. Welcome to Teach Us How to Pray. Give praise unto our Lord, for He's good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Love you tonight. Thank you. God, I was so excited about coming to church. I wanted to come to church. Is that strange? I was excited about coming to church. I mean, I think it's the fellowship. It's the relationship. Learning about the Lord. It's like, I was excited about it. It's like I've been away too long. Is that only me? No, nobody else feels like that. It's like I want to be in the presence. And you know what it's all about? I want to hear God. I want to hear the Lord speak. I want to hear the Holy Ghost. And a lot of times, you know, when there's a sanctified place set aside where His voice is heard, it's almost like, let me go to the sanctified place where I know I can hear Him. Come on. It's like, leave the job, goodbye. Let me get away from all the busybody. Let me get away from everybody. Let me just go where I can just hear what the Lord is saying to the church. Amen. So put your hands together for it and thank you. I'm excited. I want to definitely turn the floor over to you for what you want to talk about, because I'm full. I'm full, and the necessity of the gospel. But definitely, I want to encourage you. We got to use the mics. We really have to use the mic because of everything that's happening. We just want to kind of perfect that. That when you talk, we want to use the mics as much as possible, so that our live stream listeners can hear what you're saying. Amen. So let's go for that. And it. Your meditation, what you've been talking about, what you've been thinking about. Come on. Yes.
There's a question from a viewer.
Go ahead.
So within the past few weeks, when you ministered on the Lord is good and was making that declaration, the question is, in saying the Lord is good, is that a judgment?
God. You know what? Believe it or not, it could very easily be. I want you to see the power for those that exercise it. Amen. I'm going to exercise that because I did. Is it true? And to our viewer that asked, is it true that when you said the Lord is good in the midst of the evil that was coming, in the midst of all the stuff, when you said the Lord is good, didn't it destroy the spirit of evil that was present in the moment? Did it do that? Then that's the judgment. That's why it was so powerful to do. And I did it. Because you hear evil and it stops you from doing what? Feeding into it. It stops you from feeding into it. It stops you from giving. And the moment you say the Lord is good, it's like everything shifts. And that's what it did. It judged that spirit by the power of the Holy Ghost. I love that. Put your hands together. That was beautiful. I'm glad you asked that. Anyone? The questions? Anyone?
My meditation has been mostly on the, I think it was last week when you talked about the discernment.
Yes.
And then I didn't realize how much I discerned throughout my day. And so when I stopped to examine the discernment, it's almost like I don't think. You don't think with it, because thinking calls you to discern. So when I don't discern, I don't think. And then I feel like, how do I judge it then?
Say that again. Say that again. Listen to what she's saying.
It's like, how do I judge it if I don't discern a thing?
Perfect. perfect. And Apostle Modro and I was talking on the, oh God, I feel the presence of the Lord. That was perfect. That, you know, you can feel the presence of the Lord and not be disjointed from who's talking. Anytime you isolate yourself in your senses, something is wrong with it. You don't want to do that. Can you hear it? Now, back to her question, is perfect. How do I discern then if I'm not supposed to? Apostle Modro and I was talking that, and I mean, when the Lord revealed that, I stopped in my tracks because I'd never seen anything like that. But the first time, it made me understand why Jesus, all the apostles that wrote, constantly said, especially John, right? On the Isle of Patmos with the churches, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the church. You find it all through the scriptures, but the first time it jumped off the page was with discernment. And God, I got to share this with you because it was so weighty. I want to build on that because that has taken me. I totally stopped. I shut down anything that wanted to discern anything. Why? Because let's look at, I feel the Lord. I feel him. What you got to understand is, let's look at God. He makes a man breathe into his nostril the breath of. He put life in that man. Now, the life that God put in the man he breathed in, does he have beginning and ending of days? No. Because God doesn't have. And that breath is eternal, right? Now, God put the breath in him for him to live by the breath. I want you to hear that. I'm going to sit down in a minute. Like it, he put the breath in them to live by it. He put the Holy Ghost in you to live by it. You were made a quickening spirit, and you're supposed to live by the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit. They were made a living soul, and he put his breath in his soul that his soul might manifest him, and he clothed his soul with the glory. You hear the two different postures? Live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Why is that true? Because when God made a man, he put the spirit of his word where? In man, in the soul. Adam had the spirit of the word put in him by God himself. Now, this is what you really got to hear. Oh, God. You got to hear this. I mean, this took me. God is a spirit, right? God is a spirit. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him.
Spirit and in truth.
So if you are not worshiping with your spirit, and if you don't know the truth, you're none of his. You can't worship him. You might can praise him because everything that has breath ought to. Here's judgment. The church tried to create worship because they didn't like us praising and dancing all over everything. So they say, let's worship. And then they change our praise and start singing differently. They never worshiped. They were just dealing with praises, but they didn't want to call it praise. Do you know you can't worship until the devil come to see you? Jesus is tempted after 40 days of fasting. Who meets him? Now, he is spirit. And he is going to worship his Father in what? Spirit and the whole time the devil is talking to him, does he tell the devil the truth? Why don't you answer your flesh with the truth? And then he's going to answer with his spirit, isn't he? And he's not going to answer out of his head, because after 40 days, his spirit is strong. So he answers the enemy with his spirit. He's worshiping. We still love the flesh. We still love what we made. And we try to answer the devil with our head. He's not going anywhere. He's not. But we were trained to do that. God is a spirit. Sure? God is a spirit. Sure? I'm going to ask you a question. Sure? Of course he is. This is what he shook me with. Then, how did God tell Adam not to eat? And the day you eat, you shall surely die. How did he do that? Get a mic. Do you hear the question? How did God, who is a spirit, tell Adam, don't eat? The day you eat, you shall surely die. How did God tell him that?
He spoke to his spirit.
Who?
God spoke to his spirit in Adam.
How did he do that?
Because he breathed in him.
Tell me more.
He had God breath in him, which was God's spirit. So he spoke to his spirit in Adam.
So the way Adam received that word is nothing like we receive the word. Mm-hmm. Is that true? God is spirit. Mm-hmm. So you cannot localize him in matter. Your gray matter. Your brain matter. Your intellect. So when you take the word and run it through your intellect, it is no longer spirit. He that hath the ear, let him hear what the spirit is saying. So if you don't hear the spirit, have you heard? So we can go to church all our lives and what? That's scary, isn't it? But the proof is, if I can't walk in it, I must not heard it. Of who stops me from hearing the Spirit when I have the Holy Ghost? What? You mean I got the Holy Ghost and I struggle hearing? Now, that's not supposed to be true, is it? Not with the what? Because all he has to do is keep what? Breathing. It came in the upper room like a what? That was the breath of God. The breath of God filled the room. And when the Spirit filled the room, it filled them. And what came out of them? The Holy Ghost spoke out of them. Because when God gets ready to speak out of you, he has to enter you first. God doesn't speak and then enter. That's the way men do things. God enters you first and then speaks out of you. It's the, really the nature of women. The seed is first placed in them, then they push it out. It's the wisdom of God. It has to enter first. So don't we have the Holy Ghost? Is it the Spirit of truth? Why aren't we more conscious of the Spirit of truth than we are of our own self? So God breathed. Don't eat. The day you eat, you should surely die. It was totally spirit. It was the breath of God. It was nonverbal. God did not have to speak to what he made verbally. He just breathed it. When you walk in the spirit, you won't hear. You'll feel it. And you'll walk in it by faith and not by sight. Can I give you an example right quick? Now, you know, I've been pastoring a long time, right? Since 83. Listen, I was sitting down talking. My spirit has certainly grown and been washed and cleansed, no doubt. I have this conversation going on, and the Holy Ghost is agreeing with what I'm saying. I can talk, and I hear the Holy Ghost say, "Truth, Lord." I hear the Holy Ghost say, "Thus said the Lord." I can just be talking. When the Holy Ghost says to me, excuse me. When the Holy Ghost says to me, "Thus said the Lord," I know the Holy Ghost is agreeing with my spirit. And it's only going to do it when your spirit speaks the truth. That's how you know your spirit is in agreement with the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost will always give you a witness and say, "Thus said the Lord." When you are talking, it'll just say, "Thus said the Lord." When you are talking, that's your spirit speaking the truth. And the Holy Ghost is agreeing with your spirit speaking the truth. Has anyone ever heard it? Anyone experienced that? That's what you want to, that's your spirit talking. And then you hear him say, "Thus said the Lord." He doesn't say it all the time. He only says it when you speak the truth. Don't take it and run with it and think the next paragraph and three pages you're going to say is the Holy Ghost. No, the Holy Ghost is going to say it precisely where it belongs and no more. That's how you got to know you're doing.
So, if you're talking to someone and if you don't hear that, then that means you're not speaking the truth?
It does not mean you're not speaking the truth, because you could be speaking the truth that you've been taught.
Okay.
Right? You could be speaking the truth that you've been taught, which comes under the umbrella. Okay? So that's okay. He that hath an ear, let him hear of what the
Spirit.
Well, the Spirit doesn't talk like men do it. Would you know the Spirit spoke to you if it didn't talk like a human? If he bypassed your humanity and spoke only to your spirit that he put in you. And when he spoke it, should it already be alive? So when you say, "I hear the Lord saying," then the only thing you have to do is what? He that hath the let him what? If you hear it, James said, don't be a get up and do. Because it's in you. He sends his spirit to work his will and to do. You got to hear that. You got, oh God. Why is he working his will in you? Because he's got to come against the will of the old man in you. You ask the question, well, how do I do this? The thing is, you're not going to do it at all. So if I stop discerning, what am I going to do? Now I'm left with nothing but hearing. Now I can't hear after the flesh. I cannot hear after my own knowledge. I can't even hear me. I got to shut me down until I can hear what the Spirit is saying. Now, if I stop discerning, I can't say nothing until the Spirit says it. You remember how I used to tell you about the prophet? Which one was it? Was it Jeremiah, Ezekiel, where the pot turns? And he prophesied, he's talking about the pot that turns over. Which prophet was that? Which one of them? He said, which way is it turned? He said, it's turned to the north. Which prophet was that? I'm thinking, the reason I'm saying it is, live stream listeners, the prophet is not presumptuous. Well, let's do another one that you know better. Let's look at Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel, can these bones live? What is he refusing to do, elder?
Answer it.
Why?
Because he don't want to be presumptuous.
Tell me more. You already know that. Build on it. Tell me more. You already know that. Tell me more.
Because he didn't know if God would or if God wouldn't. He said, thou knowest.
Build more. Stay in class tonight. You can answer me from the class tonight. Help her.
Is it because he wasn't hearing?
Use what you have heard tonight. Help her. Use what you have heard tonight. The answer is wrapped up in what you have heard tonight. Why? It's close to your question.
The discernment.
Go ahead.
God, I love you.
Come on. What was your question tonight? Discernment.
Yes.
And you say, if I stop discerning, how am I going to know? What is Ezekiel refusing to do?
Discern.
Discern what?
If the bones could live.
Perfect.
Yay.
That's building. You started off answering it with what you know, what you've been taught. Fine. But we always gotta build and keep building. And that's why when you answer me with stuff you learned for a little while back, I say, tell me more. Because I know I have done what? Built upon it. And you're supposed to build upon it. When I build upon it, because you're supposed to be conscious enough to see it. So Ezekiel, now she said he's not going to be presumptuous. We taught that, didn't we? And can these bones live? Now your answer is with a greater consciousness, because your conscience has grown. Lord, I can't discern that. Only you can discern that. Now it feels, you feel powered. You feel empowered by it. You let him say it. And he said, you know. He says it real simple by saying, thou knowest. He's not going to try to discern it at all. So he's not going to play with discernment in his head. How many times are we in a situation and what do? Talk to us.
We discern it.
And want him to speak through our
discernment.
And who's the only one going to speak through your discernment?
The serpent.
The serpent.
I got that right.
The most subtlest beast on the face of the earth is going to speak when you start discerning. But I thought God breathed into them the spirit of the word, thou shalt not eat. You mean the spirit of those words was in his breath. See, you don't understand love when I finish talking to you. Love doesn't make anybody do anything. Let me say it again because I'm going to dance on it. Love doesn't make anybody do anything. Love does not make anybody do anything. Because it just can't fail. Where it looked like it's failing for the moment because they ate. It looked like it fell in heaven because Lucifer got kicked out. Love doesn't jump to correct nothing because it already knows the end. From when?
The beginning.
Now, when I get you moved with that kind of faith, that's what you call faith. See, faith working by what? Love. Can I build on it? It works by love because love can't fail. It believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, bears anything. Then my faith has to be exercised in love. So when I love you, faith ought to be jumping in me. So if I gotta bear something, faith helps me bear it. Faith believes it by hearing. The spirit of it is in them. How do they still eat? Talk to me now. Class, talk to me. How do they still eat? How do they still eat? Come on. The spirit of those words is where?
In.
And they are a living what?
Soul.
Are they made in the image and likeness of God?
Yes.
How do you still sin?
Because of the wisdom of discernment.
Go ahead.
Because the enemy has spoke to them and made them sensual. And it was the wisdom of discernment. He was making them discern.
But you breathing like God.
Discerning.
What did that discernment do to them?
Made them eat.
How? Tell me more.
Because they saw what the serpent was serving.
Now if you... Now, to hit this one right, you're going to have to look at yourself. Then you got to look at yourself. What made us with Holy Ghost being blessed? What made us still yield to our flesh after all he's done for us? What made us do that? Because if you can answer us, you're going to answer them. Even though that's dealing with what? The soul. But with us, it's dealing with our what? What were we made?
A quickening spirit?
Yeah, so it's dealing with us as what?
A quickening spirit.
Spirit, but it dealt with them as?
A soul.
So the soul and spirit, just the soul and spirit got to do what?
Come together.
So when Jesus comes, he's what?
He quickening spirit.
So we are... being quickened in what?
Yeah.
Spirit. For what purpose?
So the soul. So we can...
The soul can
yes,
be saved.
Yes, absolutely.
So your soul cannot be saved if your spirit has not been
quickened.
That's the pattern. Jesus comes as a
quickening spirit.
So he quickened every one of us. For what purpose?
For the salvation of the soul.
But the soul can't be saved until our spirit has been purged.
Right, right.
I felt that one. Our spirit has to be purged from evil. Our conscience has to be purged from evil. Our spirit has to be purged from the flesh before it can minister to what?
The soul.
Now you're hearing the gospel. So if your spirit is unclean, can your spirit speak to your soul?
No.
Then what is your spirit going to say to your soul? It's going to speak what to it?
Death.
Say it again.
Death.
Say it again.
Death.
Say it again.
Death.
So anytime you move with the spirit of flesh, your soul dies. Having the Holy Ghost, why do you give your spirit to your flesh and not to the Holy Ghost so that your soul can be saved? And mortality can do what?
Put on immortality.
And the corruptible can do what?
Put on incorruptible.
And the saying can be brought to pass. Death is swallowed up in victory. That's the journey. That's the journey. You've got to deal with your spirit. Arrogant, high-minded, heady, selfish. All those spirits of flesh that you hate, that you see coming out of people. You know what's sad about it? Their soul is dying. Do you know that rich man's soul died? Why did his soul die? Why did the rich man's soul die?
Because of lust.
Tell me more.
He was still lusting after bigger things.
Build on it. Based upon what we just been talking about.
Because his spirit wasn't cleansed.
How do you know?
Because his soul died. I mean, went to hell.
Build better. Better. Hepper.
I mean, the only thing I could come up with is that as long as you are lusting and satisfying the flesh, your spirit is unclean.
Very good. I agree with you 100%. Now weave that through the rich man. You just told me his soul wasn't saved. I said, how do you know?
Because, first of all, his soul didn't prosper.
Wow. What do you mean? The man is rich.
But his soul wasn't.
How so?
Because his soul died and went to hell.
How better? What if you hadn't seen the end of the story? What if you had never seen the end of the story? Talk to me. Come on, you're doing good. Come on, you're doing good. But stay in the class. Don't brainstorm. You know, this ain't the class you brainstorm in. Do not brainstorm. Because you're going to miss it. The brain ain't going to snore. You're going to create a storm. Come on, class. Come on, you own it. Come on. It's right here. It's right at your fingertips. I promise you. I'm pricking your conscience. I'm getting you to stay home and not trust your senses to talk to you. I'm getting you to hear what the Spirit is saying. I'm getting you to just sit and hear someone and empty in nothing but hearing, so you can walk out of here walking in what you hear. And I got to break that pattern in you that alienates you while someone is ministering to you. You thinking, do you know that's not good? That's why we say, did you hear me? Because we got to break that. When it comes to the Lord, we got to break that so you can hear. Do you know why we don't really listen? Because we don't trust one another enough to listen. I don't trust you enough to listen to you. Take you at your word. Now that takes a little bit. Because something in me wants to do what?
Discern.
There it is. Come on. Say it again so the live stream hit me. Come on.
Discern.
Something in us want to do what?
Discern.
So the whole time you talking to someone, what are they doing?
Discerning.
And who's discerning it for them?
The serpent.
The serpent.
And what kind of answer you going to get?
The evil one.
That's weighty, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's weighty. Why are you talking? I'm thinking. And I can be sitting in your presence and I know you ain't home. And you in space somewhere. And I say, what you thinking? Oh, nothing. You know nothing. Nothing. You sure you weren't thinking that? Because you were gone a long ways. You wasn't even home. Who took you away like that?
The serpent.
You mean that tree? We still eat from it. And we call the good
God.
Because that's our discernment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we call the evil
the devil.
You close. I didn't tell me. Strictly from that story and go nowhere else. How do you know his soul was dead?
Because he lusted with his spirit.
Hold on. Tell me the story. Just tell the story.
I'm thinking about because he didn't give to Lazarus. He didn't hear the spirit when Lazarus, the beggar, he didn't feed the beggar.
So when your spirit won't do what the Lord is telling you to do, what's happening to your soul?
It's dying.
Sometime.
All the time.
No, sometime.
All the time.
And if your soul is dying, how can you prosper?
You can't.
And how can you be in health?
You can't.
So you're going to be in sickness and weakness, and your body is going to be weak because you won't let your spirit minister to your soul. That was good. Put your hands together. Thank you all. That was good. That was good. That was good. That was good. So you mean to tell me I don't supposed to discern nothing?
No.
Ezekiel, can the bones live? What you supposed to say? No. When you look at a situation, what you supposed to do with it?
Lord, you know.
Say it again.
Lord, you know.
Oh, Lord, just say it again. Say it again.
Lord,
well,
you know.
Well, we can save down here. We can deliver down here. Say it again.
Lord, you know.
Does that mean that the Lord is not going to speak? What it's doing is getting you to wait until the Lord speaks. And stop speaking before him because you don't know. Now, what do you think about Jonah? Tell me about it. Is he a prophet?
Yes.
You sure? You know prophets don't mess up.
They mess up?
You know prophets don't mess up. They got it right. Tell me, what did he do?
The Lord told him to go and prophesy to Tarshish, and he didn't want to do it.
So he wouldn't go to Nineveh.
Nineveh.
Yeah, he wouldn't go to Nineveh. And he decided to do what based on tonight? What did Jonah decide to do based on tonight? Talk to me. Yeah, come on now. Y'all getting the net? Oh, there you go. Oh, we getting it now. We working it now. He wanted to do what?
Discern.
Give me a mic so that I'll ask him to listen. Somebody got to speak in the mic. You always got to speak because they can't hear you without a mic. Okay, say it again.
Discern.
So Jonah wants to discern. And what does he want to say about this? What is his discernment?
that God was going to save them if they repent. He didn't want them to repent.
What was his discernment? Huh?
There was no need for him to go. He wanted, because they, he didn't want to do what the Lord told him to do, because he knew that if they repented, that's the key right there. And he was wondering, why do I need to go?
What was his discernment?
Yeah.
What was his discernment?
Stay. Not going where the Lord told him to go.
Stay right with the scriptures and answer me with the scriptures.
Okay.
What was his discernment?
What's his discernment that he didn't go, that God would destroy Nineveh if he didn't go?
Okay. Let's help with discernment. I see that discernment is a little vague. Let's look at the garden to understand discernment. Tell me from the scriptures. Let's see what happened. Tell me, run me through that serpent talking to that woman. Run me through it. What's the conversation in the scriptures? Read it for them, Lord. Read for them. Genesis chapter. What is it? 2, 3. Read it for them, Lord. Let's see if we can see discernment here. Watch what happens in discernment. See, something happens that we don't see is happening. Listen to this. Three. He's talking to the woman. I want to. He's talking to the woman.
3:1.
Go ahead. Read it for us. And take your time now.
Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
What is happening right now? What is going on? He's doing what to her? Why is he getting her to think?
Because he wants to. He's got to lead her away first.
Away from what?
From what God has told them.
What's that?
They could only eat from one tree. All of the trees except the one.
You mean to tell her, thus saith the Lord, you mean to tell me that when the enemy comes and bring our flesh mind to us, he separates us from the Holy Ghost in us? Does he do that? The God of this world can speak to our fleshly mind and separate us from the mind of God that he told you to let? And we are unconscious of the separation. And all you do is remember what God said. And you remember it after you done did what he told you not to do. And what's the next thing you going to do? It starts with an H. Ends in an E. I. So. Say it again. Give me that mic. That's it.
Hide.
Is it true that we all hide when we do what God says don't do?
Yeah.
And then what wisdom follows that hiding?
a worldly wisdom.
Better.
Devilish.
Is it true that we don't have to tell nobody really what we did? We just tell who? Just say it again. Just tell who?
The Lord.
So I don't have to confess to nobody. Just let me tell who?
The Lord.
Because don't nobody else need to know. Now, what you call that, it starts with a P. So the wisdom that led you away is the wisdom that keeps talking to you when the Lord says confess. And yet we won't do it. Whose responsibility is it to confess?
Ours.
No, let me say it again. Whose responsibility?
Mine.
Are you sure? Oh no, it's my responsibility to get you to confess. Wait a minute, let me say this again. It's not my responsibility to get you to confess. Well, please don't put your responsibility on me because you didn't confess. I preached enough gospel for everybody in here to know how to confess. I think I have. He can take us and speak to our mind, our humanity, and separate us from the Holy Ghost that's in us. Can I define the word subtle for you? Subtlety is so great that no human can know it, or else you wouldn't go for it. Come on. How many times have you been subtly robbed in this life? You trusted, and what happened? Because humans cannot know the subtlety of that beast. If Adam, who's breathing like who, and got the spirit of what? God's word. That says what?
Thou shalt eat.
How is that subtlety so great that he can pull her away from the spirit of truth that's in her? You gotta see this. Anytime you start discerning and lusting, you cannot know the subtlety of that beast. He's going to take you 100 times out of 100. Now I'm hearing the Holy Ghost. The reason that's true is because when we came into the... Let me start with Adam. God put his breath in him. And God's breath was perfect. Did he need discernment? All he had to do was what? So everything God made does not need what?
Discernment.
All you need to do is... How many years have I wasted telling about what God like and what God don't like? And I'm struggling hearing the spirit because I'm too busy discerning. So if you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more shall your Heavenly Father? So God, I'm just hearing this. Can I? You need a break? I don't know. Listen, They said, right, not right now, Elisha. Listen. And nearby, kia tekidia soho. And then me ya sunday me ya sa. Etekidia soho ya. Ashikid he ya. Ho. Now, oh my God. Oh my Lord Jesus. Oh God. This is perfect. This is perfect. Listen. I'm going to try to tell you. No, I am going to tell you. I know how to tell you. But I'm going to ask you questions to kind of walk you through it. All right? We're going to participate. Take somebody by the hand. We brothers and sisters in the house. Come on. There you go. Brothers and sisters, come on. There we go. We good. Brothers and sisters. All right. We connected. Come on. We connected. All right. Say we connected now. Say we connected now. All right now. Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's talk. Let's talk now. Okay. Adam is made a what?
Living soul.
Flesh and bone. He does not bleed. Question. God's breath is in him. The spirit of thou shalt not is where?
In him.
The breath of it. He's breathing it. He ain't trying to breathe it. He's breathing it. All scripture is given by the
inspiration.
So all scriptures are breathed into you. The Holy Ghost came through breath. The rushing.
Amen.
That
filled the house.
It was the breath that filled the house and they spoke. What is Adam's and the woman's problem standing right there? Amen. What is their problem? Because that serpent is talking. What is their problem? Explain. What's their problem? I'm asking a question because we're going somewhere with this. What's their problem? Just talk. Let's talk it out. Don't think it out. Let's talk it out. What's their problem? Just stay with the scriptures. What's the problem? Just look at the scriptures. Just look at the scripture. Don't go on no tangent. What is happening in that scripture? That's the problem. What is happening?
They're trying to discern whether they should eat or not.
Who's talking to them?
That serpent.
What makes you want to discern? What makes you want to listen to the serpent? Better. What makes you want to listen to your flesh? Makes you want to listen to? What made them want to hear the serpent? What makes us, with all this Holy Ghost we got, lean to our own understanding and don't acknowledge him in? Say it again.
All our ways.
What makes me feel like I'm all right when I just decide to do something and I didn't acknowledge him first? And then I want whose outcome?
Yeah.
I'm mad at God, right? What makes me feel like that? What made them like that? What is it I want you to see that they could not hold on to? Tell me, Dr. Bell, what is it they couldn't hold on to? Y'all might have to help him when he came in. You might have to help him build on tonight. What is it they couldn't hold on to? Tell me.
The spirit.
The spirit. Because how did it enter?
By breath.
I've got to get you to stop seeing letter. I want letter stripped out of your mind in that garden. There is no letter. There is no human mind. There is no flesh. In that garden is who? God. You remember when I told you the dream and this voice is walking beside me? a voice is talking to me and it has no body. It's not matter. It's a voice and it's talking to me and it's telling me pray. Remember a long time when I told you that? It kept telling me pray. 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 Because that voice knew the intent of the God of this world against the work that God was establishing in New Jerusalem. He wasn't going to tell you all that. You're not the shepherd of the house. He wouldn't tell you that. He would tell me that. Because the shepherd's supposed to know how to keep the sheep and watch over the sheep. He's the chief shepherd. So he tells me that. I, all of a sudden, when I read God's walking in the cool of the day talking to Adam, all of a sudden, I don't see a human body at all. I see a voice walking in the garden talking. And it's normal. It's normal. Because God don't need a body to speak out of. Because God is spirit. So, the voice talked to them. Don't eat. They can't see a shape. They just hear a what? John heard the same thing. He heard a voice behind him saying what? Ain't this how it's written in the King James? He heard a voice say what? Do you know our mortal mind? Do you know if we don't let our mind go, we're never going to be transformed? Let this mind be in you. We struggle letting go our mind. That's where our problem is. We done developed that creature so much and fed it so much. It talks with our voice. And that's why we don't call it the devil. The subtlety of anything is to speak with a voice you'll hear. Back to what is it? Because I don't want to leave this because the Lord shared it. I ain't revealed it yet. What is it in that dialogue, Elder Bell, with the serpent and the woman? What is going to be the problem? What is happening there based on what we said tonight? What is really going to happen? Because it's going to be the answer to Jesus coming. I never understood it tonight. And you got to hear. You got to build on what we said tonight. Don't go outside of nothing we said tonight. It's hidden in what we said tonight. What is happening while they are talking? Run through the dialogue. Tell me the dialogue, Elder Bell. Tell me the story. Come on.
So the serpent is saying to the woman, "Thou shalt not surely die if you eat." And the woman says, "Well, the Lord God said that we can eat of all the other trees, but of this one tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we shall not eat of it, lest we die."
Thank you. Alasia, read it from verse 1 down. That was the catchiness. Read it, Alasia. Listen close, because I want you to see something. I want you to really see something sharp. So this is going to help you.
Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field.
You got subtlety now, right? You got subtlety, which means that you can't know it. Go ahead.
Which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
That whole dialogue is doing something subtle. You need to hear this. This is what he told me a few minutes ago when I was speaking in tongues and speaking a mystery to you, that I might unveil the mystery. What is the subtle thing that's in that conversation? Want to hear it again and look for the subtle thing? Read that again. Yes, go ahead.
Is it deception?
Keep talking.
His words are swaying and maybe enchanting you and swaying you to listen more.
Tell me the you're talking about. The enchanting you, the swaying you. Tell me about the you. Read it again and listen. Read it again to her. Read it again. Let her read it again. You're listening for subtlety, which means it's not on the surface, is it? So it ain't on the surface. If it's subtle, it's hidden. But you got enough Holy Ghost, and I done taught you enough to see the subtlety. You ought to know the wiles of the devil. You ought to know the wiles of the devil. You shouldn't be finding out after the fact what the devil did. You should know the wiles of the devil.
If I'm one with the devil, and how would I be able to see the wiles of the devil if I'm one with it?
Now, I have to correct your question just a little bit.
Okay.
It is impossible for you to be translated from a kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. It's impossible for you to be in his hand because he said nobody can pluck you out. So who has deceived you so quickly to believe after having the Holy Ghost you in the hands of the devil? Who lied to you that subtly and made you believe a lie? Who did that to you? Thank you. Is it making sense to you? Because there's something in us. Sanctification. Remember when we taught it? Didn't we stay on it for a long time? What was it all about? What was sanctification all about?
The vessel.
Say it again.
The vessel.
Because that's where the breakdown was.
Mm-hmm.
With the what?
The vessel.
So what did we do with the vessel?
We yielded to our flesh.
And the spirit did not have a what? A vessel. If you don't give the Holy Ghost your body, you going out of here naked. You won't be getting one. They stopped giving their body to the Lord when what happened?
When they ate.
They stopped giving their body to the Lord when?
When they ate.
What happened to an immortal soul with an incorruptible seed wearing the eternal glory of God? What happened to it?
It died.
Because they what?
Ate.
And decided to what? Not give God their what? And God made it. God made it and formed them from the dust. And they decided what? not to give it to him, and he made it, and then did what to it? You mean to tell me God made it and named him? God made it and named it. And whose breath is in it?
God's breath.
And it's living by whose breath?
God's.
What is Adam living by?
The breath of God.
It's okay.
The breath of God.
And whose body is it?
It's God's.
And what are they going to do with it?
They're going to eat.
And what are they going to do with the body? Going to sell it to the devil. Mm. You going to sell your soul to the devil for a piece of bread? You going to sell your soul to the devil for a piece of bread? To satisfy your flesh? Did they sell their soul?
Yes.
Did it die?
Yes.
Their eyes were
open.
Evidently, when God made them, they could not see that. Could they?
No.
Wait a minute, let's say it again. You mean to tell me, when God made them, they were blind to that tree?
Yes.
They couldn't see it?
No.
Who made them see?
The serpent.
The serpent.
So you mean to tell me when you get curious about something, you don't know who it is making you see something that God never intended for you to see? Because if God wanted you to see it in all simplicity, tell me what he'll do.
Show it to you.
Is that simple enough?
Yes, it is.
But you know, some folks say, you know, God help those who help themselves. Is that true? Is that true?
No. Because we help ourselves to stuff God. We help ourselves to stuff God said don't eat.
Does God want Adam to help him?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All he had to do is what?
Here.
Here.
Oh, you're getting good now. You're getting good now.
Let me ask you this. So the God that we call God is nothing but the God off of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the God.
You shall be as
gods,
knowing
good and evil.
You are all gods. And what do you know?
Good and evil. Evil.
So we have not really known God at all.
Oh, yes, that's the truth. To know him, what does the scripture say? What would you
to
do?
Know him is to love him.
No.
And do exploit.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Because they that know their God shall do what?
Exploits. So when we say the Lord told me, or I heard the Lord say, or God, they say, it is really coming from that God of the tree.
The serpent.
Now, I have taught you the truth.
Yeah.
Is my word in you more than your own? Did I not preach to the saving of your soul? I have not given you any knowledge that glorified the flesh, have I?
No.
All the things I've taught you were scripturally based. Is that true?
Yes.
Unveiling mysteries. And speaking the wisdom of God for the journey of your what?
Soul.
I haven't taught you anything else. Why have you struggled hearing it?
Because it's the same serpent that was in the garden that God did what he did, breathed in Adam, became a living soul, gave him a word. As you are giving us the word, and the moment truth comes to us through the vessel that God has chosen, that serpent beguiles us and tells us we won't surely die. We don't have to do X, Y, Z. We can do it this way. We can do it that way and still get the results that God say we should get.
Now you nailed that one.